For the past half hour, we've been having a little fun examining Canada's influence south of the border. Or if you're from Windsor, Ontario, like I am, that would be north of the border. The true state of our all-important relationship. Let's face it, the public sniping, the digs from Washington, it's been tough on Canada. So we here at The Current arranged for Canada to talk to someone about its feelings. Dr. Saul Miller is a real psychologist from North Vancouver, and he's helping the country work through its anxieties.
Come on in, Canada. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, Doctor. Sorry, I hope I'm not late. I'm sorry I tried to get here on time.
Now, last week, if I remember correctly, we were talking about your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically in how you felt about your relationship with the U.S. How have you been doing this week?
Well, I don't know that there's been a lot of improvement, Doctor. I'm just feeling sort of unloved, I guess. You know, I've talked to you about this before. I feel we used to have something very special, but now lately it's just Britain this, it's Britain that. She's whining and dining Turkey, long phone calls to Australia. I mean, even Micronesia. I mean, and Micronesia, frankly, Doctor, it was a slap in the face. I have the second biggest landmass on the planet. What about me? Micronesia, it's a joke.
Well, you're saying then that she seems to be giving a little more attention to other people, and you're not feeling comfortable about that.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
And who is it who controls how you think and feel?
That's me.
Well, now, that's what we've been saying, but it sure sounds like she has a little too much influence on how you feel about yourself.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, there she is. She's got her war stories. She's got all these things that are sort of going on for her. And with me, I suppose I don't feel attractive anymore. I feel kind of big, and I just feel gawky, empty. I feel boring. I have nothing to say, and I understand why I'm being ignored. You know, I can't get a Sea King helicopter into the air. I have woodland camouflage fatigues that don't fit into the color of the desert. It's embarrassing, and I feel bad about myself, and I don't feel attractive.
But last week when we were chatting about this, we spoke about how beautiful you were. The true North, strong and free. And you really seem to feel that. And I think you've kind of slid back into this large, gawky insecurity again.
You know, I repeat these things to myself after our sessions. And I know I'm beautiful. I know I have a robust northern border, and I have a lot of fresh water and a lot of things going for me. But when I'm out there in the world and I'm reading the world's papers, and I'm reading her papers and journals, and it's like I don't exist. There's no mention of me. And, I mean, I am big. I am much bigger than Micronesia.
Okay. I think I hear you. Let me ask you a question. What has to change for you to feel wonderful again?
I guess respect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Let's just take a moment to sit back and relax. In order to feel good, what did we say was most helpful? That's right. Taking a breath. So as you sit back and relax, I want you to just imagine, create the image of you on one day when you just felt great.
Mm.
When was it? What did it look like?
It was Expo 67.
You were sensational.
I felt confident. I felt important, like a leader. I felt like a leader.
And at that time, if the U.S. didn't say nice things about your softwood lumber, or if she kind of was critical of your thinking about decriminalizing marijuana, how would that have affected you?
I felt like it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. That's right. And that's who you are. Well, the affirmation I want you to work on this week is that you have everything you need to enjoy your here and now. That you're big and beautiful, and you don't need her to say good things about you in order for you to feel good about yourself. Do you have that?
I have that. I think, you know, on my good days, I feel like she needs me more than I need her. And I feel like, you know, without me, what is she? She's just a deformed landmass with a dangling Florida pinky. And I feel big. I feel robust. I feel...
Canada, we don't want to go there. We don't want to be putting her down, because then on another day, it swings back and forth. We just want to be running that you have the power, that you have everything you need to feel good about yourself here and now. That's what we're working on this week, okay?
Okay. Sorry. I'm feeling better, Doctor.
You sound better.
I feel better. I feel better.
You make it happen. Okay. Well, let's wrap things up. I have another appointment coming in a few minutes.
Oh, another appointment. Someone more important than me?
Let's avoid the sorries and the other people more important. That's right.
I'm sorry, doctor. I'm just like...
Don't apologize.
Who it is.
Take a breath.
It's America, isn't it?
Let me put it this way. There are other people who need my help even more than you.
Thank you, doctor.
I'll see you again next week.
Okay. Goodbye, doctor. Should I just close the door? Should I leave it open? Sorry.
Just leave it open.
Okay. Sorry.
Real-life psychologist Dr. Saul Miller sat down with Canada. Canada was played by the Currents' Jeff Warren.